Nigel Farage, once bitten twice shy, Brexit Party will hold Boris to account. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 31, 2020. Nigel Farage told Breitbart London that Brexit Day wouldn't be another 2016. When a new Conservative government appeared sincere on delivering Brexit and lulled voters into a false sense of security. Speaking to Breitbart London outside the Palace of Westminster on the morning of Brexit Day, just hours before he and other prominent Leave figures are due to host a leaving party expected to be attended by thousands, Nigel Farage said he was ready to hold Boris Johnson and his government to account in the coming months and years. Looking back to the aftermath of the 2016 referendum vote, when the British people surprised the political establishment by voting for national sovereignty and leaving the European Union, Mr. Farage acknowledged that Brexiteers had been wrong to believe the job had been done. While he said the words and actions of Prime Minister Boris Johnson had so far been positive, the veteran campaigner said he wasn't preparing to announce his retirement this time around, echoing earlier remarks that a lot of hard work and negotiations remain to ensure Brexit is done properly. Key areas of concern are getting Britain free at the European Court of Justice and single market, and not having to adopt the same rules and laws as the EU, a so-called level playing field, in exchange for an EU trade deal. Britain will remain subject to the EU's courts, laws, and free movement migration regime for the rest of the 2020 transition period while the government negotiates a future partnership with the European Union. As recently as 12 months ago, Brexit seemed as far away as ever, the matter having been kicked into the long grass by Theresa May's minority administration. Responding to the apparently desperate situation where UKIP had been defeated by victory and ceased to be a meaningful force in British politics, leaving the Conservatives to flounder on Brexit unchallenged, Mr. Farage then founded the Brexit Party, and in a matter of just weeks led it a national victory in the European Parliament elections. On whether people might see the mistakes of 2016 repeated in 2020, with the optimism and enthusiasm around Brexit Day potentially clouding judgment on how much remains left to be done to secure true independence from the EU, Mr. Farage said his sticking around was a matter of being once bitten, twice shy. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.